Good evening. I'm not sure if there's a slide. There should be one, but the question tonight is not actually from the Ask the Preacher series. I said last week that what I'm going to do is there's still questions to answer and still questions that have come in, but rather than doing them all sequentially, I'm going to spend some time in the Gospels, and then we'll come to an evening of answering questions, and then kind of do it that way, just to break it up a little bit. Tonight, my lesson title, maybe you saw it in the bulletin this morning, is "What is a Mustard Seed Faith?" And I really do not intend to take much time tonight. I'd like for us to be able to make it home, if at all possible, before this storm really rolls in. But I want you to open in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 17. And let's see the context from where this comes. This is Matthew 17, beginning in verse 14. "When they came to the crowd, a man came up to him, and kneeling before him, said, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly, for he often falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't heal him.' And Jesus answered, 'O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me.' And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, 'Why couldn't we cast it out?' He said to them, 'Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.'" Now, for whatever reason, perhaps it is assumption on the part of those who read the passage quickly and don't really pay attention to the terminology Jesus is using, or perhaps it's just popular usage. Maybe it's a lyric in a song. We have come to the assumption that Jesus is saying, if you have a faith the size of a mustard seed, then you'll be able to tell this mountain to move and it'll move, and all of these things. There are even some versions of the Bible that read it that way. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed. The problem with that is that the word size does not appear in the Greek text, neither here nor in the parallel passage in Luke. That is not the way that it reads. And in fact, everything Jesus says in this context is that the problem is that their faith was small. Now, in the back of my Bible, I have here, let me just show you, I have here pinned down or taped down a mustard seed. Do you see it? Okay, imagine if that was the size of your faith. How much effect would it have in the world? I have one right here. One time I was preaching from this text, and I put a mustard seed into the middle of the auditorium, and I asked how many people tripped over it that morning. Nobody had. Nobody noticed it. It itself, the size of it, didn't do anything. And so I want to challenge that conception and tell you tonight, Jesus is not saying that you should have a faith that is that small. That's not what he's saying. That's not what the text says. In fact, when you look at the text, notice this. Jesus had given his apostles authority over many things earlier on in their ministry. They can heal diseases. They can cast out demons. They can do all of these things. Jesus gave them the authority to do it. And what's interesting to me is that when this father came to Jesus, whose son was suffering from epilepsy, Jesus says there was a demon involved in some way, and Jesus cast him out. It's interesting that when the father says, "Why couldn't they do this? Why couldn't," or excuse me, he just says, Your disciples couldn't do it. I went to them first. They couldn't do it." And what was Jesus' commentary on that? He He didn't just look at the Father. He didn't look at the Son. He didn't speak about the demon. He didn't talk about his disciples. He said, "Oh, faithless and twisted generation." He looked at the whole generation and indicted the whole generation for what? For faithlessness. And so in some way, his disciples had been impacted by that generation. Jesus sees this problem. This problem is a real problem. It's meant to be dealt with. The disciples who Jesus had given authority to, they could not cast it out. And so Jesus indicted the entire generation. And then the disciples came to Jesus and they said, "Why couldn't we do it?" You know, they had done many things to this point. And you get the impression that they were confident about this when the Father came to them. I mean, sure, we can do it. It says they attempted to do it. And by virtue of them saying, "Why couldn't we do it?" that tells us they thought they should have been able to. They had done this before. There was a precedent there. And notice what Jesus said was the reason why they couldn't do it. It was very similar to the thing that he had indicted the entire generation for, only they were not faithless. But what was their problem? What did he say? "You have little faith." Did they have some faith? Yes. Had they done many things up to this point? Yes. So why would we read this text when Jesus said the problem is that your faith is small, and then we say, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you'd be able to do all these things? Jesus is clearly saying the problem is that your faith is small. And we get tripped up because of popular usage and the way that it has just been peddled on the street. And then we breathe it in and we read it that way. And then we go say, and have you ever stopped to ask, what would that even mean? What would it mean to have a faith the size of a mustard seed? So insignificant that nobody ever sees it? What would that mean? Did it mean that their faith that Jesus called little was smaller than the smallest of the seeds in the garden? Is that what it meant? Clearly not. In the text, in the Greek, if I had it up on the screen, I would show you. Jesus says, if you had faith as a mustard seed, or if you had faith like a mustard seed, you would have been able to do this. In other words, Jesus is not saying you should have a faith that size, but you should have a faith that is like a mustard seed. Let me show you one other verse that tells us Jesus, in the context of the Gospel of Matthew, is not saying we should have a small faith or a little faith. That's not at all what Jesus is talking about. In Matthew chapter 14, just back up a couple of pages, Jesus is walking on the water in verse 25. In the fourth watch of the night, Matthew 14, verse 25, in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and they said, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it's I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of what? Little faith, why did you doubt?" What did Jesus say? The problem is that your faith is small. That's the problem. You walked for a moment, but your faith is small. You've done some things up to this point, but your faith is small. Now, there's something to be said about a person who just comes to know the Lord. There's something to be said about a person who's an infant in their walk with Christ, having a small faith. There's something to be said about a brand new Christian, fresh out of the world, who is just coming to know Jesus. And they just recognize that he's the King. And there are so many depths left to plumb. There's something to be said about them in that moment, perhaps having a small faith. Now, would the Lord will or wish for you to maintain a small faith for all of your life? What do you know from your Bible about what Jesus actually says about mustard seeds? Do they remain small? Do they stay in that state? No. Let the Bible be its own commentary. This is one of the things I say repeatedly. Don't let your own popular usage be the commentary. Let the Bible be its own commentary. Matthew repeatedly, there's a word for it. In Greek, it's oligopistos. It means little faith, ones of little faith, small amount of faith. Jesus indicts them for it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want us to have little faith. I'm going to say Jesus does not will or wish for you to have faith the size of a mustard seed. If your faith was the size of a mustard seed in perpetuity, there would be no mountains moved. But let's look at what Jesus actually says just one chapter back, chapter 13, and look at what Jesus says beginning in verse 31. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain." Now notice this. This is the same phrase. It is as a mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is as a mustard seed. Now what do we know of the kingdom? Should it remain small? Did it remain small? Is it God's will that forever it remains small? No. It says the kingdom of heaven is as or like a mustard seed. Exactly what Jesus said your faith should be like. It is the smallest of all seeds, but is a seed at its potential? Is a seed reaching what its purpose is? No, the seed is only the infancy. And what happens when you put it in the ground and it gets the rain that we've prayed for? It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. What does Jesus say about the mustard seed? It begins small, but it does not end small. This is what Jesus is saying to the disciples. They came to him and they said, "Why couldn't we do this?" And I believe that their problem was that their faith at that point was not like a mustard seed. It was a faith that was static. It was a faith that could do a certain amount of things. It was a faith that could and clearly did accomplish many things to that point. But in the parallel accounts, we see that this particular demon that this kid had was one that could only be driven out through prayer and fasting. This was a greater problem than what they'd faced before, and they were relying on their old faith and their young faith and the infantile faith to accomplish it. Do you wish to have faith as a mustard seed? Church, what that means is you need to have a growing faith. You need to have a faith that is not remaining static. You ought to be able to look 10 years down the road and say, "I'm not where I was 10 years ago." Do you ever get on social media? Do you ever get a notification? If you get notifications from your social media from 10 years ago and you don't cringe a little bit, maybe you've not grown much in those 10 years. I look sometimes, now my social media is no longer there, but before I deleted it, I remember looking at posts, and I'm like, "That's what I said 10 years, I posted that to the whole world, I said that." Thank God that I'm no longer in that spot. Same kind of thing with watching a movie, and now we're to the point where in the habit, Miranda and I, where we look them all up. It doesn't matter. I saw it 20 years ago. It was the greatest movie ever. It's hilarious. You're going to love it. No, we look it up. I was a different person 20 years ago. But oftentimes my memory and the thing that I know at that point I enjoyed and that I liked and I had a flavor for it, I look back, I'm like, "Wow, I can't believe that that's where I was." And so I think these are little markers of sanctification, and we should have those. Here's the thing. You are going to encounter greater trials along this journey. You're not going to be able to rely on the faith of 13 years old. That's where you began. Praise God for that faith that began there in its infancy, but it should not remain there. Our faith should be growing. God is going to put us to the test along the way. And as we're tested, we pray to Him, we submit to Him, we work through the test, and we're strengthened. Come to God in prayer, come to God in the Word, be faithful, press forward through trials, and as more and more things are added to you, as life becomes more and more complex, the faith is growing along with that, and you'll be able to handle what you may not have been able to at 10 or 12 or 15 or whatever. We should have faith like a mustard seed, but you must not keep your faith the size of a mustard seed. Because if you do, you will not be able to do what God brings your way. If you have any need at all, if there's anyone that wishes to give their life to Jesus, there's an opportunity while we stand and sing.